1057 CFW. Songs that made radio great.
Oh, so great.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
57 CFW.
Oh!
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Fall Creek. This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Calling out A little fog this morning, then it is going to be mostly cloudy with a few off and on sprinkles here throughout the day. Our high 67, the wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but there will be a little more sunshine, especially in the afternoon, high of 71. We're going to kick it back to summer for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
CFW.
Just sugar fly with me. Don't you know now?
1057 CFW.
Wow.
1057 CFW.
Last night, a little angel came She don't like slavery. She wants it and beg. Room well, tired and lonely. She sees me to bed. What set you free? I brought you to me, babe. What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, more, more.
Hey, listen, it's on heaven. Lexus, you go from the 7-Eleven. I'm all night to collect a better. This long ago is up his head.
This is 105.7 CFW.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad? Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Just like I'd never gone.
Cool, the island rings, all of nature wild.
like a warm bowl of mac and cheese.
Yummy.
But for your ears, this is 105.7 CFW. The Valley's fun music. This is 105.7 CFW.
You know.
1057 CFW.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
CBS News Brief. Soldier Travis King is back in American custody after illegally crossing North Korea's border this summer. But State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. doesn't see this as some turning tide.